The money advice and budgeting service has said that virtually all shops in one Dublin suburb, which it surveyed, were imposing a surcharge on electricity and gas cards. These were cards established to help households reduce arrears on utility bills and avoid disconnections. Well, Michael Cullity from MABS is with us in studio. The shops are saying that they impose this surcharge, or at least some of them who've spoken to RTE are saying they impose this surcharge, 50 cent a transaction, because they can't, because it's loss making.
Yeah, well, why would you enter into a contract if you're not going to be loss making? I ask you, you know, are these shopkeepers, you know, not very savvy? And so therefore you'd wonder when these contracts were being written up, if there wasn't a kind of a nod and a wink that these charges would take place.
Okay, well, let's step back a little bit and talk to us about the electricity cards and the gas cards. Their purpose was?
The purpose was, really, we were asked to advocate the putting in of these meters, mainly to stop people being disconnected.
Gas basically. And electricity.
Gas and electricity. And so we have been promoting this, really, not alone in the urban areas, but throughout the country.
And so the idea is that a bit like a mobile phone top-up, you go to your shop with your card, it's topped up with credit, you put it into the meter, and there you go, you can heat your home or provide electricity.
Yes, but also you pay off arrears. So 30% of that top-up could be arrears. Mm. And so therefore, what you put in is 70% for your usage.
So everyone who uses it, presumably, is going to be financially a little bit more vulnerable than those perhaps who are guaranteed an income every week or every month.
Well, some people may put it in for lifestyle, but for our client base are people who are in financial difficulty, who are finding it very difficult to meet normal basic needs, and here they are. This is an extra charge on them. So here you're back to the issue of the poor paying more, and we think this is very unfair, and we would it needs some kind of, I would suggest, a policy solution.
I suggested 50 cent was the fee being charged. Was it more disparate than that?
It is 20 to 50 cent being charged for people who are already in a financially difficult place.
And they may top up, what, two or three times a month?
Well, they may top up more often than that, depending on their usage. And usually it's probably 10 or 20 euro that they would top up if they have that kind of money available to them. It may be less.
Well, the Musgrave Group, they operate Supervalue and Central Outlets. They've provided us with a statement. They're saying that the pay-as-you-go electricity and gas cards, they say they display notices that they charge those fees. People can take it or leave it.
Well, not really, most certainly, but like in one of the areas that we did our research, out of nine shops, seven were charging. So, like, consumers don't have a lot of choice, and really and truly, I think it's a bit rich for Musgraves, really, in a sense, because like these cards must be creating extra footfall, and you would expect that people who come in to buy a top up card would also maybe do some of their grocery shopping there. So, really, I think there needs to be some investigation here. And also you'd wonder, like, we feel that Unpost is the proper conduit through which these energy top-ups are that's the appropriate
so
place for them.
Government should remove the facility, if you like, or
you'd wonder what the tendering process is. And, you know, like, if the tendering process is that, okay, you know, what is the contractual arrangement between these local shops and the agents? And was the fact of a consumer having to pay,
final point,
either stated or unstated, basically.
Final point for you: the energy suppliers are not best pleased either.
No, to be fair, the energy suppliers are very upset, in fact, I would submit. So therefore, something else needs to be done about this issue.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Michael Cullity of MABS, thank you very much for coming into us.